Hi, my name is Caitlin Street. I'm the marketing analyst here with Avitz Group, and I would like to start by welcoming you to our podcast session. Today's podcast will be focused on electronic data interchange, or EDI. With me today is Grant Clark, our business analyst, specializing in application training, project management, and EDI analysis. Grant's experience and high skill level have proven to be valuable assets for our team. Grant, if you don't mind, I'd like to dive right in and pick your brain about what EDI is, what it brings to the table, and how Avitz Group can help. Grant, can you give us a brief overview of what EDI is?
Sure, Katie. EDI is an automated process called electronic data interchange. What that means is computers electronically send different data back and forth to one another. Customers and vendors send a flat file with daily, weekly demand, and these have a list of items, quantities, along with ship dates and other information. It's electronic communication between two parties.
So how can EDI benefit businesses, or why should they use it?
They should use EDI primarily because it's streamlined efficiency, saves time and money. Instead of having multiple individuals take and enter orders, the customer or vendor can just send you a flat file with demand or supply. EDI basically significantly reduces overhead. We've also seen a lot of companies benefit by freeing up resources and then putting them on other projects. If you think about it, you have team members with all sorts of product and industry knowledge that could be serving the company in other ways. Large-scale vendors and customers are almost always using EDI. So getting your own company involved in EDI streamlines the whole process. You'll both reap the benefits of the investment. The main improvements are it saves time for your staff, which saves you money, it removes human error, and it allows companies to expand their volume of business, especially with large-scale clients.
So EDI saves time and money, it can help businesses grow, and it reduces errors. But how do I know if EDI is right for my business?
Really, the main thing you'd want to ask is, would it alleviate stress on my business as far as the inbound and outbound demand? A lot of times, a larger customer will ask you to begin using EDI, so some require their vendors to have it in order to secure their business. They know that their orders are so frequent and so large that they need partners to instantaneously exchange error-free information. Like I mentioned before, it just streamlines supply chain efficiency for all parties.
Could you give us a few examples of documents that can be exchanged between customers and vendors?
Yeah, there are six different documents, three for inbound, three for outbound. The ones for inbound are your regular COs, which are also known as 850s. Then there are your blanket COs, which are called 830s. And documents that update based off shipping schedules are called 862s. These are the three supported inbound files. The outbound documents are your 855s, your 856s, and your 810s. The 855 is a PO acknowledgement. This is sent to a trading partner, letting them know that you received their PO. And then the 856 is an advanced ship notice, or ASN. This file lets the other company know that you've shipped the product and they should expect it on their dock on the agreed upon time. And the last one that's supported is the 810, which is an electronically sent invoice.
Great. So now that you've given us an overview of the EDI process, let's talk about implementation. What can a business expect?
Okay. The process is actually slightly different for each business, but we'll help you through that. Once you've acquired the translator, various parts of Siteline should be set up properly to begin doing the EDI. You can customize which document types your business will use and what data needs to be exchanged. For example, if one of your customers requires you to send an additional piece of information, you can set up the outbound document to include that info. We'll do some testing based off how much inbound and outbound demand there is, how much is going to be processed, along with training the different functional groups that will interact with EDI. Avitz Group will work with your project team to iron out any kinks, and then we'll support you through the go-live. After that, you'll be good to go.
So which software and services do businesses need for an EDI implementation?
Well, once you've decided you're ready to set up EDI, there's a few steps you'll need to take. First is you'll have to decide which third-party firm you will work with for the translation. This third-party service is essential for your business to be able to exchange information with other companies. If you're using Siteline and one of these trading partners has a different ERP, the two won't be able to communicate. But these translators allow multiple business systems to communicate with one another. Some examples of these would be TrustedLink, Gentran, Radley, for example. In addition to the translation software, you'll need a SiteLink consultant to help you with the training, customizations, and support. And that's where VSCRUP comes in.
So can EDI be implemented one customer or vendor at a time?
Yes. If you're new to EDI, I would recommend taking on a smaller portion of customers at first. Once everyone feels comfortable, you can consider taking on more at one time.
So what kind of internal resources are needed to implement EDI?
The main areas that interact with EDI are going to be your IT department, your customer service, purchasing, shipping and receiving, and accounting. Depending on which document types you'll be using, the appropriate groups will need training for EDI. We've worked with clients that use all different types of document combinations. Those combinations all depend on your business needs, and we'd be happy to help you decide if you'd like.
Well, thanks for your time today, Grant.
Anytime, Katie.
Thanks again for tuning into our podcast today. Just as a reminder, Veets Group is a professional services consulting firm with expertise in Sightline, Epicore, Crystal Reports, EDI, applications, upgrades, implementations, and add-ons. If you have any questions pertaining to EDI that we didn't get a chance to cover today, or if you're in need of assistance, please contact Veets Group at 877-VEETS-02, extension 107. That's 877-VEITS-02, extension 107. Or you can email me directly at kstreet@veetsgroup.com.